1,000 pieces is the perfect number. Like a good mathematical problem, it's complicated enough to be a challenge, but with some concentration and a good glass or two of Merlot, possible to solve in an evening. I like jigsaw puzzles, for the same reason I became an accountant. I enjoy the sense of accomplishment that comes from solving a finite problem. Numbers never lie, unlike people. One of my clients showed up a week before taxes were due with a shoebox full of loose receipts, unopened bills, and two half-used checkbooks, wanting to know if he could get an advance on his refund. Wishful accounting, I call that. My wife calls jigsaw puzzles an old lady sport. She doesn't have the patience for puzzles. She selects only the most obvious pieces, and as soon as the frame's in place, she becomes bored and goes back to reading cheap erotic mysteries. Thinking I needed an extra challenge, she once gave me a Thomas Kincaid hidden message puzzle, not knowing I was a devout Christian. Contained within the pieces of a hobbit-like English cottage floating in a cloud of soft mist was some kind of message of inspiration, probably a Bible quote. I didn't bother decoding it. I prefer puzzles without any special gimmicks. Regularly shaped rectangular puzzles, preferably photographs of places that exist in the real world. The Eiffel Tower at dusk, Times Square, the Great Barrier Reef. My favorite, a 1,000-piece photograph of the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, was deceptively simple. The balloons I did in 10 minutes, almost too easy. But the sky, clear, cloudless, not even the hint of a shadow, took me the better part of the evening to piece together. That one was the only puzzle I ever left on the dining room table overnight. The next morning, I packed the pieces in the box and dropped it off at Goodwill. Once a puzzle's solved, there's no use in keeping it around the house. With a glass of Merlot and a Haydn quartet on the surrounds, I spread out my new puzzle across the dining room table, the Brooklyn Bridge at night. I dispensed with the borders, then joined the major sections of bridge and the bright lights speckled along the New York skyline. I finished in record time.
It's done!
You forgot a piece.
I picked it up. Gray. No lines or telltale color gradations.
Do you see where this goes?
I checked the photograph on the puzzle box. The piece was either a diffuse part of horizon where the sky met the water or an undifferentiated section of the steel bridge. I scanned the puzzle systematically, starting in the left-hand corner and working my way down from the sky.
Maybe it's an extra piece.
There are no extra pieces in a jigsaw puzzle.
Coats come with extra buttons.
Puzzle pieces, unlike buttons, aren't interchangeable.
A lot of them have the same shape.
The pictures on the surface of each piece are different. You can't put the pieces together in any order you want. There would be no picture at the end.
Maybe not the picture you expected, but it would be something.
This is why you're an interior designer and not an accountant. What's the point of doing a puzzle if it can be anything you wanted it to be?
She raised her book in front of her face, the title, Killing Me Softly. A silhouetted couple on the cover groped each other as if from behind a window shade. How could I have ever thought she was the one? I spent the rest of the evening searching every part of the puzzle, inch by inch, to find what should be a small but obvious gap. I never found it. Could the puzzle makers have accidentally put an extra piece in the box? Did someone else have a puzzle with one piece missing? What if there were other puzzles with random extra pieces being sent to people all over the country? Could someone, a disgruntled employee, have done it intentionally in an attempt to ruin the company? At the very least, puzzles ought to pass some sort of quality control. An extra piece displays shoddy workmanship. It's irresponsible, maddening. There's just no quality control anymore. Probably it was made in China. An extra piece is wrong. Wrong in principle. Someone has to take responsibility. That week, I spent every evening after work looking for the gap, and every night I lay in bed redoing the puzzle piece by piece in my mind. I had paid $19.99, almost $5 more than usual, 1 cent below my absolute upper limit for puzzles. On Friday, I copied the serial number from the box and called the puzzle manufacturer in New Jersey. I told them maybe the whole batch was faulty and they'd want to do a recall.
If the puzzle is complete, I don't see what the problem is.
The problem is,
It's not supposed to come with extra pieces.
If you want, I would be happy to give you a credit towards another puzzle of the same or lesser value.
I don't want another puzzle. All I want is a simple explanation of how this could happen.
I don't know, sir. I am just filling in for the person who usually answers the phone. If you would like to hold, I can connect you with my supervisor.
It's probably just an extra piece. It happens sometimes. How does that happen exactly? Maybe when the puzzle was packaged, the piece from another puzzle accidentally fell in, or maybe the piece belongs to another puzzle. Have you checked your other puzzle? Sir? That must be what happened. I don't know why I didn't think of that. No problem. Hey, well, I got you on the line. Would you mind taking a short survey to help us improve our customer service?
I was glad I hadn't given them my real name. All those puzzles I've given to Goodwill. One of them is missing a piece. Ah, I've always thought of myself as responsible and considerate. Now I'm no better than a criminal or tax cheat. A puzzle thug. The next day, I broke the jigsaw puzzle into pieces and put it back in the box. An extra piece. I turned the cardboard around, and then, just to be sure it didn't get mixed up with the others, I took a black felt pen and made an X on the back. I could have just thrown it in the trash, but I kept it.
An extra piece.
After packing the Bay Bridge in its box, I began the coral reef, the pieces brighter than most, orange and sea green, with a school of purple-striped yellow fish. By Sunday, early afternoon, my wife and I were back to our usual routine. Once again, I felt that sense of calm when the last piece was in place and the picture whole.
Pretty, but where does this piece go?
That's the so-called extra piece.
I flipped the puzzle piece over to show her the black X on the back. Only there was no X. I flipped it back over. Instead of slate gray, the color in front was the clear whitish blue of shallow water.
Impossible!
I searched under the rug, under the table, the windowsills, my desk for the extra piece, while she just stood there watching.
If you're not too busy, maybe you could help. What?
I'm not getting involved.
Under a drinking glass on the bedroom night table, I found the missing puzzle piece.
Is this some kind of practical joke? Did you do this?
You think I took your puzzle piece and hid it?
Did you?
Why would I do that?
If this is your idea of a practical joke, I don't think it's funny.
I'm not laughing.
This is unforgivable.
I didn't hide your puzzle piece.
There was no way it could have gotten into the bedroom on its own. I went back into the dining room, took apart the coral barrier reef, again making an X on the back of the extra puzzle piece, and started all over, staying up late into the night until once again the picture was complete. This time two puzzle pieces remained, one bright blue and the other orange and purple, clearly part of the fish. Neither had an X on the back. The next day I stayed home from work. As soon as she left the house, I went to the dining room, put a red X on the back of the new extra puzzle pieces, and began again. I kept the collection of odd puzzle pieces in a sterling silver candy dish, an entirely useless wedding gift from one of her relatives who had more money than sense. Three extra pieces were left, none with X's on the back. I started again with a brand new puzzle, Guardians at the Gate depicting the Golden Gate Bridge at night, a full moon haloed by clouds, clusters of sea lions on rocks jutting out from a wave-swept shore. I checked the box to make sure no one had tampered with the plastic wrap seal, then opened the box. I finished just as she arrived home, a little after 6. She paused in the doorway of the dining room. Her eyes zigzagged from my unshaven face to my undershirt and boxers.
Are you hungry?
I'd forgotten to eat, and was in fact starving, but that was the least of my concerns. Four extra puzzle pieces were left over, all parrot green in color, nothing that matched the midnight sky or the orange tones of the Golden Gate Bridge, or the ocean blues or the sea lion grays. What do you think?
It's nice.
Nice how?
It's pretty.
Well, what about these four extra pieces?
Why does it matter if the picture's complete?